In today's Eco Report feature, Norm Holy is interviewing Marcia Veldman, director of the Bloomington Farmers Market. They will be discussing new and exciting aspects of this season's market.
This is Norm Holy for WFHB. Today I'm interviewing Marcia Veldman, who is the Farmers Market Coordinator here in Bloomington. As most of our listeners know, the Farmers Market's a pretty vigorous and popular activity in the town. So tell me what's happening in the Farmers Market. How is it growing, or is it growing? And how many people typically might come to a Farmers Market? Things like that.
In looking at attendance numbers comparing to 10 years ago, attendance has more than doubled, from somewhere around about 100, just over 100,000 people coming through a market season, to now close to 250,000 people coming.
That's an amazing number.
Yeah.
Now, where are these people coming from? Are they just Monroe County, or are they coming from surrounding counties, or what?
Primarily it is Monroe County, but we certainly get quite a bit of attendance from surrounding counties and even from more distant counties. I know people from Indianapolis and Fort Wayne and Vincennes. It definitely draws from outside of the area, but the primary attendance is from this area.
And how many vendors are typically at a Saturday?
This year we signed contracts with about 128 farm vendors. Now, not all of them come every Saturday because there's quite a bit of flexibility. For example, we have someone who just sells asparagus, so they are only going to be there late April into maybe early June, and then someone who just sells mums. But on average, we'll have about 90 farm vendor stalls rented each Saturday during the May through October portion of the season. And then in addition to that, we have the prepared food vending area that has 14 vendors in it, and the monthly art and craft fair, which has 30 each month.
And where do these vendors, particularly the farm vendors, let's say, where do they come from? Are they pretty local, or do some come in from Greene County or other places?
We have vendors from just over 20 counties that come to the market. The county that has the highest representation is Monroe County, and probably the second highest would be Davies County, which is just southwest of here. It's a very good growing area with flat ground and sandy soils. They, for the most part, are about the most distant vendors, with about some of them just over an hour's drive.
How many of these are organic farmers?
I say that there are probably somewhere around 30 that grow using organic practices.
In terms of the what people are buying, how has that changed over the years that you've been involved with the program?
Well, I've been working with the market since 1997, so I've been around for a while now. And we have expanded the offerings that farm vendors can bring to the market while still, you know, kind of really maintaining that focus on the farmer and having this direct connection between the farmer and the customer. But some of the things that have been added in, you know, the years I've been working with the market are meats and cheeses and other dairy products. We even this year have somebody who's selling farm-raised shrimp that they raise in Brown County. We did open the market up to farm vendor crafts, but that's just in April and May, and then again in October and November, when points in the season when farmers may not have as much produce to bring.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the prepared food vending area has expanded substantially. When I started, it was just one vendor. And then the first year when we moved to Showers Common, which is the current home for the market, it was clear one area of the market wasn't getting very much foot traffic, so it wasn't very good for the farm vendors in that area. And that's when we added a bread vendor to kind of provide that draw to that area, something that's not available elsewhere in the market. But we did find that customers were definitely really interested in being able to meet friends and have breakfast. And so in 2006, we really expanded on prepared food vendors.
What's the most, unusual thing that's offered at the farmers market that comes to mind right off?
There are definitely some very unusual mushrooms, some new ones to me this year that are being sold. Plants, there's real diversity in the plants. A lot more vendors are now focusing on heirlooms, which is really nice to see, mm-hmm. and native plants as well.
Is it possible to grow morel mushrooms, or can they only be found in the wild?
To my knowledge, they can only be found in the wild. I saw, I think it was a classified in a local paper about, you know, logs that can grow morels. But I would think if that was possible, it would be happening.
You would think. You would think it would be a hot item.
You know, this year was unfortunately an awful year for morel mushrooms. We only had 2 days that they were sold at the market, and pretty much sold out by the time the market opened. There were so few of them.
And do you have any idea why it was a bad year for morels?
You know,
was it just too cold, or?
I think it's really hard to predict because, you know, it's a part of the whole ecosystem, and whether, you know, last fall it was too dry or the spring before, you know, it's,
yeah.
I'm sure many people have their theories, but I think that that's all you can, that they would just be educated guesses.
Well, that's interesting. So tell me again, how many people visit during the course of a year?
So last year we had close to 250,000 people, and that's from the beginning of April through the end of November, and does include the Tuesday Farmers Market.
That's really an amazing number indeed. I've been speaking with Marcia Veldman on the Farmers Market, and appreciate it very much, Marcia. Thank you.